news here, Ramon. Typically, the first week after the New Year is a subdued period, even after the hubbub of national elections. Americans have come to expect a time of subdued energy in the wake of the holiday season. Well, not so much this year, as eyes today are on the southern state of Georgia, as AP's Sagar Magani explains.
Democrats will control the White House and the House of Representatives, but what about the Senate? Georgia will decide today in two runoff elections. If Democrats can unseat both incumbent Republicans, they will also control the Senate, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris as the tie-breaking vote, making an easier path for President-elect Joe Biden.
It's not hyperbole. You can change America.
Hours after he spoke in Atlanta,
America, as you know it, will be over.
President Trump was in northern Georgia, boosting not just the incumbents, but his own claims that he won Georgia's presidential vote.
The Democrats are trying to steal the White House. You cannot let them. You just can't let them steal the U.S. Senate.
The runoffs come a day before Congress is due to certify Biden's White House win. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is just plain wrong about election irregularities in Georgia, the state's top elections official said Monday after he rebuffed Trump's plea over the weekend to find enough ballots to upend his pivotal 11,000-vote loss in the state to President-elect Joe Biden. Later yesterday, one of Secretary of State's assistants, Gabriel Sterling, was asked if what the president had done was an attack on democracy.
I leave other people to make the decision on that. I personally found it to be something that was not normal, out of place, and nobody I know who would be president would do something like that to a Secretary of State.
This is VOA News. Washington, D.C.'s mayor urged calm Monday as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's expected vote to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory. A U.S. defense official says the D.C. National Guard will be used at Mayor Muriel Bowser's request to help with expected protests this week, but will not be armed or wearing body armor. Guard will be used for traffic control and other assistance. Congress is meeting this week to certify the Electoral College results, and President Donald Trump has refused to concede while whipping up support for protests. Speaking of, police in Washington yesterday arrested the leader of the Proud Boys, who was accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. 36-year-old Henry Enrique Tarrio was arrested by Metropolitan Police Department officers after he arrived in Washington ahead of protests planned by supporters of Donald Trump to coincide with the congressional vote expected on Wednesday. Tarrio was taken into custody after a warrant was issued for his arrest for destruction of property, but he was also facing a weapons charges after officers found him with two high-capacity firearm magazines when he was arrested. North Korea does not appear to be preparing a major provocation at the onset of the administration of President-elect Joe Biden, according to the top U.S. general in South Korea, amid concerns Pyongyang could conduct a missile or other weapons test. General Robert Abrams, the commander of U.S. Forces Korea, told an online forum today that they're not seeing any indicators that suggest that there would be a major provocation, but that's today. That could change next week, he says. North Korea has often timed major tests, including ballistic missiles or nuclear weapons, around U.S. presidential transitions, an effort to demonstrate its military capabilities and possibly gain leverage in future negotiations with Washington. South Korea says it will seek a diplomatic solution with Iran over South Korean-flagged oil tankers seized by Iranian Revolutionary Guard troops yesterday in the Strait of Hormuz. The foreign ministry says a diplomatic team will head to Iran to negotiate the release of the tanker and its 20-member crew, including 5 South Koreans, 11 Myanmar nationals, 2 Indonesians, and 2 Vietnamese. Meanwhile, the defense ministry is deploying its 300-member strong anti-piracy unit to the region aboard a 4,400-ton class destroyer. Via remote, I'm Joe Falter. And this is VOA News.